short excerpt from the poem by Dolly Cannell, St. Francis in the South. The bud stands for all things, even for those things that don't flower. For everything flowers from within of self-blessing. Though sometimes it is necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness, to put a hand on its brow of the flower and retell it in words and in touch, it is lovely, until it flowers again from within, from self-blessing. Today we are practicing the art of self-blessing, for as the poet says, everything flowers from within of self-blessing. And so I'm going to invite us to join in a form of Buddhist meditation known as metta, or loving kindness meditation. And this is a meditation practice intended to cultivate feelings of love and empathy toward ourselves and others. I wanted to share it with those of you who are already familiar with it and to introduce it to those of you who might not be, because it is an easy form of meditation that provides tremendous benefits. We begin in metta meditation by offering a blessing to ourselves and then to a widening circle of other people, because until you can feel compassion for yourself, it's almost impossible to feel it for others. So recognizing that, we start with ourselves. So to begin, let's sit comfortably. You may close your eyes if you wish. We will be picturing the faces of other people, and sometimes it's easier to do that if your eyes are closed. And now let's take a few deep breaths together, in and out, in and out, in and out. Metta meditation always begins by offering a wish for ourselves. I will say the words out loud and pause while you repeat them silently to yourself. Let's begin. May I be safe and protected. May I be happy and at peace. May I love and be loved. May I be healthy and strong. May I be at ease in everything I do. Now think of someone you love greatly, a spouse or partner, a mentor, a friend, or a child. Picture them sitting in front of you, looking at their beautiful face, and offer this blessing to them. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and at peace. May you love and be loved. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease in everything you do. And next, think of someone you feel less close to, perhaps, but whom you still love a lot. Imagine that you're looking at them and offer this wish for them. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and at peace. May you love and be loved. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease in everything you do. Now think of someone you rarely think about, perhaps a neighbor, someone you know slightly at work, someone you might see regularly at the train station, a familiar stranger. Imagine them sitting before you and wish for them. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and at peace. May you love and be loved. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease in everything you do. And now think about all the people in the world, all those we do not know, both close by and all throughout the world, who share the same hopes and dreams as we do. Imagine your wishes radiating out from you as you bless them. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and at peace. May you love and be loved. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease in everything you do. And finally, think of the person to your left and the one to your right, the one in front of you and the one in back of you. And imagine your wishes radiating toward them as you bless them. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and at peace. May you love and be loved. May you be healthy and strong. May you be at ease in everything you do. And let us pause now for a minute of silent reflection. Look around you, to your left and your right, in front of you and behind you, and see all the people that you blessed and all those who blessed you. And feel the joy of being here present in a room full of blessing. Blessings on you all. Our closing hymn is filled with loving kindness.